You're back listening to Green Left Radio, and we are now joined on the show by Liz Strakot. I hope I got that right, Liz.
Liz Strakot.
Liz Strakot, thank you. And you're from the Jewish Council of Australia. Just speak to us about, well, more than this, but about the weaponization of anti-Semitism. And just to start us off, Liz, we just want to know, well, the Albanese government has appointed a special envoy to combat anti-Semitism. What are some of your comments on this special appointment?
Yeah, the Jewish Council has spoken out as soon as this appointment was announced. We're quite concerned at what it means in terms of separating anti-Semitism out from other forms of racism and painting it as an exceptional form of racism, which actually is undermining the work that's going on all the time across different racial groups to build a coalition that fights racism. We're also particularly concerned, I suppose, by the individual that was chosen. Jill Siegel is the previous president of ECAS, the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. She is a strong pro-Israel, pro-war voice. She's said before that the offensive must continue until Hamas is destroyed. She's signed letters against calls for ceasefire. So our concern is that a really strong pro-Israel voice means that this is a political appointment that is going to be potentially used to stifle criticism of Israel, to label it as anti-Semitic. And that goes for all people. So ECAG and other pro-war voices have also been trying to stifle Jewish voices that speak out against Israel's horrific actions in Gaza.
Yeah, and more broadly, I want to kind of hear some of your comments, I guess, on how this kind of appointment really fits with how accusations of anti-Semitism have been weaponized against supporters of Palestine, you know, from both Zionists but also the Albanese government.
Yeah, look, I know that it's a really difficult question, anti-Semitism. I know that a lot of Jewish people are feeling scared, but I think we need to have a really clear-sighted understanding of what anti-Semitism is and what it isn't. I think anti-Semitism is on the rise. My own opinion is that that is partly the result of the relentless conflation of Jewish people with the state of Israel. Mm. And when Israel is doing the things that it's doing right now and claiming to do it in the name of Jewish people everywhere, then that's incredibly dangerous for Jewish people. So the government has leaned into this language of the exceptional nature of anti-Semitism and is responding to pressure from the Israel lobby, which we know for many years. I've experienced this for many years. Palestinian voices have experienced this for many years, that the pro-Israel lobby will use all kinds of means to try to intimidate and silence people speaking out for Palestinian freedom and liberation. And one of the most effective tools that they have used is to paint pro-Palestinian voices as anti-Semitic and as hating all Jewish people. Yeah. But in fact... Oh. Sorry.
No, continue.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of yesterday, the Israeli parliament actually passed a motion that... opposing the establishment of a Palestinian state, saying that the establishment of a Palestinian state constitutes an existential threat to Jews. So we've reached a point where any expression of Palestinian resistance and existence becomes understood as a threat to Jewish people. And when we lean into that fear, not only is it incredibly violent for Palestinian people, of course, we're seeing that play out, but it's also dangerous. It's very dangerous for Jewish people as well, we're no longer able, firstly, to label real anti-Semitism because the meaning of anti-Semitism becomes watered down. And we're looking in the wrong places for anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is and has always been the product of white supremacy. That's what killed Jewish people in the Holocaust. And neo-Nazi anti-Semitism is on the rise, but no one's calling it out. People are looking at the Palestinian movement, they're looking at the left, and they're missing the really dangerous rise of anti-Semitism on the right.
Yeah. Hello, Liz. This is Rob Zocchi here. We're tripping over each other because we've all got so much to say. Well, anyway, never mind. I'll just make mine as brief as I possibly can. I could probably go on for the whole 1.5 hours of the program if I had to. Who speaks for Jews? This is the question I ask myself. Well, the Zionists seem to believe that they speak for Jews, all Jews. And yet, how many Jews have I met over the last year or so who declare themselves openly for Palestine? They're proud to be Jewish, but they are proud to be Jewish because Jews have suffered a lot of intolerance, and they can now see the same thing happening to Palestinians. I myself have a T-shirt for Palestine and a beanie, which I bought from the Palestinians, and I wear it a lot around the place. How many times have random people approached me and said, what a great beanie, what a great T-shirt? It's just overwhelming how it happens. It happened to me at the Northcote Social Club, of all places. I just went to order my food. Oh, that's a great beanie. So maybe you can comment on how this is so overwhelmingly accepted throughout the world.
Yeah. I think there's so much in that comment. The first thing, though, who speaks for Jews? I don't think anyone speaks for Jews. Like, Jews aren't a monolith. Jews are very diverse, like all communities. They're incredibly diverse communities with different histories, different racial identities. There are many white Jews, there are many non-white Jews, and the danger has been that certain groups, communal organisations, the sort of legacy organisations, have claimed the space to speak for Jews and have policed that space so that they do not want any other voices, and they've made that very clear. This is why the Jewish Council started. We felt like we have to make it clear to people, not that we represent all Jewish people, or the majority, but there is a loud and growing section of the Jewish community who are absolutely horrified by what is being done in our name, in Gaza, and what has been being done over the past decade. And you're right that, to me, this comes from, like, my grandfather was a Holocaust survivor. So many Strakoshes died. I have a visceral response to the images coming out of Gaza, and I find it incredibly hard to understand how other Jewish people do not have that same response, which is we have to stop illegitimate state violence at all costs. I think for all the tragedy, for the overwhelming tragedy of the last 9 or 10 months or however long this horrific moment has been going on, what we've seen is so many people seeing much more clearly the reality of what's going on and the way that the pro-Israel lobby and Western governments have systematically sought to legitimise that and dehumanize Palestinians and make it invisible. And that is the great joy of this moment, that anti-Zionist Jews, Jews who are opposed to Israel's actions, are joining together and feeling so much support from Palestinians and others, contrary to what the media is telling us, that where those rallies are unsafe, they're violent for Jewish people. I never feel more safe than when I am in coalition with others fighting racism.
Hi, this is Zane. I just really resonated with what you said, Liz. I'm not of Jewish background myself, but my grandmother was a small child in Nazi-occupied Netherlands, and her first memory was watching her mother cry as Nazi paratroopers sailed into the Netherlands, and she nearly starved during the occupation. And so I guess I carry some, you know, small fraction of the intergenerational trauma of that, which for Holocaust, you know, descendants of Holocaust survivors like yourself is so much more pronounced. But that really resonated with me when you say that you see what's happening in Gaza at the moment, and it gives you that visceral response, because I share that. I felt the same way about the invasion of Iraq. Something I've noticed, I've got a few Jewish friends. Some of them are kind of far left like me, but some of them not. And it seems that, as you say, it's becoming a lot more normal for people to really start openly questioning the Zionist project and saying, I'm not comfortable with this. It isn't cool.
Yeah, I think it's true. We carry it in our bodies. And, of course, like trauma and intergenerational trauma can cause fear, but leaning into fear and cultivating it, which is what I feel that the political establishment is doing with anti-Semitism right now, it's saying, look for it in every sticker. Look, you're in danger, you're in danger, you're in danger. That's not a powerful political emotion to act from. We actually need to resist that fear and tap into the compassion and urgency and rage that comes from intergenerational trauma, and just like never again we have to throw everything that we have at it.
Yeah, so I want to go into kind of like the final kind of question which is really much going into, from the Jewish Council of Australia's perspective, in contrast to this sort of cynical weaponization that we've been speaking about, you know, how do we kind of address the real, you know, the fundamental issue of anti-Semitism within civil society? Because, I mean, you know, I think, you know, one of the things as well for us at Green Left Radio, I think one of the most hypocritical things we're kind of seeing from the government is, I mean, a lot of us have gone to a lot of the counter-protests against the kind of far right in recent years, mm-hmm. including from Reclaim Australia, which is very much in United Patriots Front, etc. Mm-hmm. Like, all these forces are very openly anti-Semitic, and we're also seeing a kind of rise of very anti-Semitic forces in, say, in the case of Europe, with the rise of Alternative for Germany, yeah. and the national rally in France. So yeah, I just want to kind of hear from, as a kind of concluding comment, you know, how, you know, your kind of views on how we address the issue of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, I think the scariest thing for me is to see how that increasingly vocal and open neo-Nazi and white supremacist movement is actually kind of engaged in the convergence of Israel with Zionists. Mm. So the Never Again Is Now rally that has been held here, which is kind of ostensibly a rally against anti-Semitism. It's organized by Christian Zionists. A bunch of people involved are openly Islamophobic. But we've also seen, and Jews Against Fascism traced this in detail, that the security for that event was provided by actual neo-Nazis, right? So, and this is what is happening in Europe as well. We see the National Front, groups that have been historically anti-Semitic, joining marches against anti-Semitism. And in fact, these are not our friends. Like, I feel like I say that all the time. The neo-Nazis are not Jewish people's friends. There may be a convergence of interest right now.
it's kind of disturbing that such a basic point needs to be stated.
So what I see is that we need to have a front that is fighting the right, and we have to be brave about calling out when Zionists are collaborating with the right, and we need to focus on the incredible danger that the rise of that right means, not just for Jewish people, but for Islamic people, for Muslim people, for Palestinians, for all racialized people. When the far right is kind of emboldened and then protected under this label of anti-Semitism, it's this, we're living in this paradoxical reality where the language of anti-racism gets weaponized to protect the right and to kind of demonize the left, which is actually working in coalition in order to fight racism.
Well, thank you very much, Liz. I think that was a good way to end the interview. Thanks for taking the time to be on our show this morning and for your solidarity and for the work you're doing through the Jewish Council of Australia.
Yeah, more strength to your arm, legends.